Very hard defeat this evening. Congratulations to Seattle. I thought they played very well, really, in a nutshell. As far as coming in here and playing the style of football game we seeked, we did not accomplish that by any means. So really starting with running the football, we weren't quite where we needed to be there, and definitely did not stop the run. So, you know, our fundamental inconsistencies throughout the game and coincided with some timely penalties. Anytime we were able to combat the momentum swings, we felt all week coming up here, you know, playing in this environment against an excellent football team, you have games of momentum swings and you have to swing it back, and we were not able to do that tonight. So hard loss, hard defeat. With that, I'll take your questions. Well, I'm not really going to, you know, not seeing the video and going through specifics. You know, really, they ran a ball. They ran it well. I mean, it's obviously the starting point of their offense. Marshawn Lynch had a huge night. You know, the action and the plays off of that were effective. They were able to hit some of the downfield throws. But, you know, to me, it really started with the run game.
Harbin was a different kind of matchup for you, though, wasn't he, coming out of that run game?
Well, that's similar to what the, you know, way he's been used in Minnesota. But, I mean, obviously, you know, he's a dynamic player. I mean, we knew that coming in. I mean, just the ability to run the speed sweeps off of motion, you know, getting him the ball on the perimeter. So, you know, I think they accomplished what they wanted to accomplish, running the football with Marshawn and getting the ball to Percy on the perimeter. I'm told Brian Bulaga's injury is it's a knee sprain. As of right now, we do not fear a major injury, so that's kind of where it stands. Until we get back and get the scans and everything, you know, then we'll know better. But right now, the trainer's words were they do not fear a major injury.
Do not
fear it being a major injury. Well, I mean, physicality, I mean, you know, I think sometimes, you know, we could swing at either way based on the conversation, but they, you know, they broke a lot of tackles. They broke a lot of tackles tonight. You know, we broke some and probably not enough. You know, we'll get that through the, you know, through the video. But, you know, I just didn't like the way we started the game. You know, I didn't like our substitution patterns, you know, burning of the timeouts, you know, special teams and defense. So, you know, you come up into this environment and you have to carry your preparation forward. You have to get into a rhythm and a flow, regardless of what unit you play on, offense, defense, or special teams. And, you know, we got off to a rough start, and then when we battled back, we just couldn't sustain it. Don't feel very good about anything right now. I haven't looked at it. And plus, you know, we'll see how the video looks. I mean, so we'll evaluate every play. We'll correct it, and we'll move forward.
The fourth and five call.
Yes.
Third quarter,
just not feeling good about the way your offense was. Well, you know, I felt that that was a, you know, important drive in the game. You know, it was good that our defense held them there. But, you know, it's just the time clock issue we kind of ran into. You know, I had a conversation with John on the sideline. You know, he still disagrees with me. I thought the clock should have been reset there. So we kind of got up against it. And you know, hindsight, you know, I thought about calling a timeout and rethinking that situation. But, you know, we felt we had a good play. And, you know, it's, you know, hey, you go for it on fourth down. It's, you know, that's the gamble you take.
And Lacy's injury?
Concussion. Oh, I have not. I personally haven't even talked to Eddie yet. It's just a report from the training room.
Mike, how did things change when you lost Brian?
Well, I mean, it changed a couple things because, I mean, it's we really kind of had to flip our plan just, you know, based on, you know, what they were doing. And you know, we got caught a couple times in some uphill situation as far as, you know, with the way the protection was set. You know, it caught us down there on the safety. And, you know, then, but, you know, hey, that's football. I mean, it happens all the time.
Mike, do you know what happened on the play that wiped those guys out? Did they get
Say that again?
What happened on that play with Rodgers and your slug? I got hurt.
Communication was, I know Richard, the fit of the tight end wasn't clean with the tackle, and based on the picture that I saw, it looked like Michael Bennett kind of rolled into Brian. So I'm looking at still videos. So.
Two more, please. I want to be able to get more downfield with Aaron throwing, especially since
I think early, it's like anything, trust me, I've gone home. My play call sheet has way too many shot plays that weren't called tonight. I definitely agree with that. But a lot of those things are about down and distance. We weren't in very good down and distances, particularly early. We got in a rhythm. We made some drives. Hit a couple of plays there in the second half. But a lot of those shot plays, I just didn't get it. I just didn't get them called. Well, I mean, I think that's – you're talking about two good football teams. We got to worry about the Green Bay Packers. So, this game will always come down to fundamentals. I'm disappointed that, our preparation did not carry over this evening. So, but that's, we'll worry about us, and we don't want to over-evaluate, who we lost to. It's more, how we play and our play style.
Thank you.